We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
double feature.
Tonight's tales are Hickory Doc the Clockmaker and Josephine and the Flying Machine. It's a special Sleepy Time Tale double feature. Tonight we will listen to two inventive tales. In our first feature, we will spend some time with Hickory Doc. He's a kind old man who loves to make clocks. Then one day, Hickory Doc makes a very remarkable clock that is full of surprises. Let's begin our exciting clock tale now. Hickory Doc the Clockmaker. There was once a man named Hickory Doc.
Hello.
Who loved to make grandfather clocks. He went to the forest to chop down some wood.
A hickory tree for my clock would be good.
Chop, 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 chop.
Hickory dickory dock.
Chop.
He gathered some wood
chop
for his clock.
Then Hickory Dock made the gears for his clock. He hammered the metal on top of a rock.
Clang, 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 clang.
Hickory dickory dock.
Clang.
He hammered the gears for his clock.
He sanded the wood until it was smooth. Then lined up the gears tooth by tooth.
Click, clack. Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack.
Hickory dickory dock.
Clack.
He's carefully making his clock.
He put in the glass, the cables and weights. Then he hung the large pendulum perfectly straight. He hammered and clamored. He nicked and he knocked. Then Hickory stood back to examine his clock.
Now I'll paint on a face and give it some hands.
Hickory's clock was looking quite grand.
Nick, knock, nick, knock, nick, knock, nick, knock.
Hickory dickory dock.
Nick, knock.
He's going to test out his clock.
Alrighty,
he said.
Let's see if it works.
He pulled on the lever and gave it a jerk. The gears in the clock began to move slow. The pendulum swung to and fro.
Well, Hickory Dock, a working clock.
He sat back and listened to the tick-tock, tick-tock.
tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Hickory dickory dock,
tick-tock.
He finished his grandfather clock.
But then the clock started to talk.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, flip-flop, whack-bop, silly sock, hollyhock.
What's this?
Said Doc.
A clock that can talk?
Why, yes.
Said the clock.
I do like to talk. I like to say funny words like Rick Rock Chicken Squawk. Flick, flock, slick, sock, big, bock, chicken.
But that's not what a clock's supposed to say.
Well, why not, Mr. Doc? I like talking this way.
Well, if that's true, I don't mind if you do. It's actually nice to hear something new. You know, I've made many clocks in my day. I built them all the exact same way. But I've never made a clock like you. You are such a pleasure to listen to.
So Hickory Doc and his very special clock spent all of their time having nice talk.
Clock, talk, clock, talk, clock, talk, clock, talk.
Hickory Dickory Doc,
talk.
He loves to talk with his clock,
talk.
The end.
Double, 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 double feature.
For our second story, we will meet a junior inventor named Josephine.
Hi!
We will hear all about her amazing invention and even help her test it out. So, let's get right to our second feature now. Josephine and the Flying Machine.
Hi there! My name is Josephine and I'm a junior inventor. I like working on all my clever creations in my very own secret laboratory. Come on in, let me show you around. Here are all of my gizmos and gadgets. I have a lot of spare metal parts. They are the perfect building materials for all of my creations. I also like rubber tubes and twisty springs. Here is my workbench and all of my tools. This is where the magic happens. Some of my experiments have been more successful than others. Today I'm putting the finishing touches on my greatest invention ever, my very own flying machine. First, I made my very own tandem bicycle. Then I made my own pinwheel. It has little fins that spin in the wind. It attaches to the back of the bicycle and works like a propeller. Then I have 100 balloons tied to the handlebars and ready for liftoff. Guess what? There's room for two on this machine. Do you want to join me? That's great. Hop on the bike of the bicycle for two, and I will release the ropes. Ready? Hold on tight. One, two, three. Look, we're lifting up off the ground. I knew this invention would work. I just knew it. Now that we are floating up, let's steer this flying machine by pedaling the pedals to make the pinwheel propeller spin. Look, now we're moving forward. Steer the machine with your bicycle handles. Great job! This is fun!
Josephine on a flying machine, flying up we go, balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air, we go, up, up, a little bit higher, hey ho, you're a real flyer with Josephine on a flying machine going up, all on fly high. Josephine on a flying machine, flying up we go, balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air, we go, up, up, a little bit higher, hey ho, you're a real flyer with Josephine on a flying machine going up, all on fly high.
Now it's time to fly back down. We will have to slowly lower ourselves by popping one balloon at a time. Here we go. One, two, three.
With Josephine on a flying machine, flying down we go, pop the balloons and gently float home and low we go, Josephine on a flying machine, we're back on the ground, hooray!
We did it! Back on the ground, safe and sound. This was the most successful invention yet. Thank you for testing it out with me. Say, I think I should make you an honorary junior inventor too. What a sensational expedition.
But it's getting late.
I better get to bed and get a good night's sleep. We have a full day of inventing tomorrow. Good night, my new inventor friend.
The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's inventive double feature presentation. If you want to support this show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show them all the ways they can listen to this family-friendly podcast. Help us get the word out so that even more friends can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time Tales.